Precisely because of what's happened in Paris, and also Sussex Police are responsible for the policing at Gatwick Airport as well. I'm asking the Chief Constable what additional, if any, security measures are being taken in Sussex, and also to find out how well prepared he feels Sussex Police is and their other partner agencies, should they ever need to respond to an event like that in Sussex.
I mean, obviously, we hope that they won't have to, but I guess it's something we've all got to be prepared for now.
Unfortunately, yes. I think the threat from terrorism has always been prevalent in our society. I mean, certainly we've had a long history with the IRA. I remember growing up as a child and always being aware. But I think what's important for the public to remember is that the threat level against the police hasn't changed. It's still the threat level for all of us remains severe. And there's nothing to indicate that any attacks are imminent on the UK mainland or indeed in Sussex. But obviously around some of the major events in and around London, the sporting and public events, the police have increased security as a matter of precaution and to provide more public reassurance. So I'm asking the Chief Constable, is he confident that he can provide that reassurance for Sussex? And should they need to ever respond, that he's got the resources to do that? I mean, every year all chief constables are obliged to review the threat risk and harm assessment around any threat posed by criminals and or terrorists who use firearms. And then there's a lead for police firearms nationally as well. So it's really down to chief constables and the National Police Chief Councils to determine the level of resources that they need. These are operational decisions, and I just want to ensure that our chief constable has that to hand.
And you mentioned before, obviously, that Gatwick falls under Sussex Police, which is potentially could be an area to look at or an area of concern. But I guess when you look at Paris, it wasn't a major transport hub or something like that that was attacked, as we've seen previously. It was just people out and about enjoying their normal day-to-day life. So does it kind of change the way we look at these attacks and we look at terrorism?
Well, certainly this is what we need reassurance from the police around, that they are alive to this and they are looking at these areas. But major public events, any sporting events and so on, would be obviously a key area of concern where you've got large numbers of people gathered in one area. But unfortunately, with terrorism, the idea is exactly that. It's to strike terror right at the heart of us. And we go about our everyday lives. And what could be more terrifying than that? So it's hugely tragic what's happened in Paris. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody out there. But as far as I'm concerned, my role is to scrutinise and to make sure that that police are well prepared, and that the chief constable, you know, has the resources, the skills, the training, the equipment that he needs to fulfil his duties.
Looking at local policing level and the fact that there may be tension within communities now, and sort of diffusing that and making sure that there is understanding between different communities. Do you think that's going to be a big part of local policing now?
Absolutely. I mean, the public remain a critical part of the police's defence. So obviously we're asking local people, residents, to continue to remain vigilant, report any suspicious behaviour or activity straight away. There's a confidential terrorist hotline that they can report to, or in an emergency, obviously dial 999. But we do have a couple of areas in Sussex which are part of the government's PREVENT programme to prevent radicalisation, Brighton and Hove and Crawley. So I think it would be only fair for Sussex residents to ask, as is my job to do, for reassurance around those areas.
And you talk about radicalisation, but I guess there's also now the threat of Islamophobia from people who perhaps associate ISIL or IS with the whole of Islam, which is incorrect, but it may lead to some incidents.
Well, hopefully not. And there's no indication at the moment that that's happening. But again, these are questions I will be asking the Chief Constable about. And certainly my Youth Commission members have been looking at hate crimes, and that's crimes against you for your ethnicity, your race, your religion and so on. And part of what they've been looking at is beginning to deal with that radicalisation in young people as well. So I just need to gain that reassurance and to find out what Sussex Police are doing around this.